Fit After 30 Show episode number 11. Are abs really made in the kitchen? Let's go. Welcome to the Fit After 30 show, the podcast for those who refuse to accept that they're past it or that their best days are behind them and are ready to demand more from themselves despite some potential new challenges. Aches might be there, your time might be a little limited, and your responsibilities are likely through the roof. But ultimately, if you're listening in, I know you're not up for just settling. Welcome in once again as we explore how to excel and balance physique, family and fat loss in this new chapter of your life. I'm your host Sharif Lawton and this is the Fit After 30 show. All right. Monday, 21st of February, back in the building, 6 a.m, Fit After 30 show. I'm feeling good. Hopefully you are as well and welcome back in. Hopefully you had a cracking week last week, had a good Valentine's Day and all the rest of it. No real announcements, no real kind of debriefs or updates. Let's just kind of crack straight on with this episode. I'll tell you what, I'm just going to ask for one thing. If you have been enjoying the consistency, the topics and the conversation which we've been getting into in these episodes, let me know. Literally just let me know, because this whole social media free content game can be quite lonely, which to be perfectly honest, I don't really care about, but more like you never quite know if you're hitting the nail on the head. You know what I mean? So it's all well and good me talking about these topics because I think they're going to be important, impactful and different from the styles of conversations which you're normally hearing on social media. But I want to know that it's hitting home for you. I want to know that you're enjoying these episodes. I want to know that at 6 a.m. every single Monday, you're getting a piece of rocket fuel to light you up for the week ahead. And if the content is off, then obviously I need to know about it. And if it's bang on, just let me know. Just drop me a little line on Instagram at Sharif Lawton. Be like, hey, man. Content spot on or whatever. Anyway, on with the show. How many of you have heard the phrase that abs are made in the kitchen? I know I have. And oftentimes, more often than not, this kind of phrase comes from coaches, personal trainers, mentors, those in the fitness industry who are essentially trying to, in a well meaningful way, drive the point home that, you know, you can do as much exercise as you want. You can have the most elaborate ab and core routine going. But if your diet's a mess, you can't necessarily out-train a bad diet, you know? And I think this is obvious to see when we now look around gyms across the country, right? Like, people go in day after day, month after month, year after year, and they look exactly the same, if not worse. And if you just think about that for a second, right? Like, no other transaction in life would you put up with that such a poor ROI, right? Like you're putting so much time, effort, energy, money into something and you're literally regressing, getting worse or not moving forward towards your goal. Now, why is that? Is it because the machines are wrong? Is it because you're not getting the right guidance? Is that because, you know, what you're doing in the gym isn't actually, you know, getting you the results you want? Well, yes, and that's part of it. And we're going to talk about that in a second. However, like, safe to say, if your nutrition's all over the gaff, you're going to have a very hard time when it comes to losing body fat, building muscle, and essentially getting the physique you want. Hopefully that's not news, that's not rocket science, and I haven't just said something completely revolutionary there, right? However, as always, I'm coming at things from a little bit of a different angle, something which you haven't potentially thought about before. I actually think that this kind of phrasing, this terminology, and this basically dismissive behavior now when it comes to exercise selection, when it comes to exercise intensity, and this whole notion that we can actually just like turn up and that's half the battle, like, no, that's not how this thing works. Even if you have moderately serious goals in place to change your physique, guess what? What you do in the gym does matter 100% of the time. And let me just give you a little analogy for you to have a little think about. And I think if you haven't thought about this before, and if you've been, you know, casually throwing around like, oh, it's 80% nutrition and 20% training, like, just have a little think about this, right? So riddle me this. If we've got two guys, right, and one of them is on the sofa, not hitting the gym whatsoever, not resistance training, just doing no exercise. However, their food, their nutrition is dialed in, it's on point. I'm talking macronutrients to the gram. I'm talking micronutrients, fruits, veggies, fiber, phytonutrients. The best organically farmed massaged chickens going goes into their diet on a regular basis, right? But there's no training, yeah? Versus the guy who's hitting the gym, or the gal, by the way, who's hitting the gym regularly, progressively overloading, but essentially diets a little bit all over the place. Yeah, but we're doing the right things in the gym. Who gets the better results in terms of body composition? Person A, diet on point but doing nothing. Or person B, doing the right things in the gym, but diet's a little bit sketchy. Person B gets the results, not person A. Especially when it comes to body composition and shaping the way that your body looks. Now, that's a terrible analogy because it shows two extremes, but it should get you to think differently and be like, right, it can't just be nutrition, because otherwise, you know, person A would have got the better results in that analogy, in that scenario, right? Whereas the reality is that, like, if you're training properly, that is the stimulus, that is the cause for growth and to change the way that your body now looks. And I think that, going back to my point prior to the analogy, is that we've been so dismissive of, you know, how important training actually is. And again, the pendulum just swings the other way and it's like, nutrition is now so important and we should just be focusing on diets. And you even hear like personal trainers, right, who aren't actually allowed to prescribe meal plans and diets. And all they're talking about on social media is like this nutrition plan and nutrient timing and calorie cycling. It's like, dude, like, stay in your lane. First and foremost, like, you need to be teaching people how to exercise correctly. Because the amount of people that I run into, you know, that might have tweaked their diet in some way, shape or form, but they're just treating their, you know, their exercise as like a box ticking exercise and essentially just going to the gym and getting it done and just having this like, oh, turning up is half the battle mentality. And again, it simply doesn't work like that, especially in the realms of physique change. And make no mistake about it, to change your body and to constantly ask it to adapt, to grow, and to look different, you have to be providing that constant progressive stimulus over time, and just turning up simply will not cut it. You need to be providing a stimulus which it isn't used to before in order for it to have a different outcome that you now want. Does that make sense? You need to basically send signals consistently to your body that, hey, what we're doing now is outside of, you know, its comfort zone. And essentially, if this stimulus is going to continue, we need to have the building blocks in place to be able to withstand what is being put on us. If you simply go to the gym to quote unquote burn calories or to tick a box that you've been to the gym, essentially you will not get the body shape change that you want. And I think that's where I'm really coming at this episode, you know? There's just too much onus on nutrition as being like the key core driver behind how your body is going to be shaping and looking moving forward, when the reality is training is the stimulus. Nutrition is permissive to that stimulus, if that makes sense. And I guess now, rather than just ending the episode here and getting you to think a little bit differently and potentially having a little bit of a light bulb moment as to how and why training is actually so important and impactful when it comes to, you know, the outcomes in which you're listening to, I am actually going to give you some goal that you can take away when it comes to, all right, cool, how do we actually progress our training? Sharif, you just said that progressive overload and constantly providing that new stimulus to the body is what we need to be doing. Well, how does that practically look in a gym session when I'm going 3 or 4 times a week? And, you know, when do I lift more weights? When do I do more reps? When do I do more sets? How does it all work? And just to basically dumb it down and make it as simple as possible. And this isn't a cop-out answer, although it sounds like it is. It doesn't matter. As long as there is a logical progression model in place whereby you can tangibly see your progress over X amount of weeks. Note, this does not mean session to session. This just can mean week to week or, you know, training block to training block, that you wanna be getting stronger. So literally more load on the bar. You wanna be doing the same exercise with the same load for more reps, or you wanna be doing more workload, more volume by adding in sets. Adding in sets is totally cool. However, it can beat you up in terms of that recovery cost because you're adding quite a bit of volume at once. And also it takes longer to obviously perform in the gym. As you can appreciate, 2 sets versus 4 sets is an entirely different beast and animal when it comes to the time taken to actually get that done if you're training with any level of intensity whatsoever. Hopefully that makes sense. So I'd really kind of concentrate on form, getting to the top end of your rep range, whatever that may be, and then slowly and incrementally bumping up the weight and then working, you know, within that new weight with that rep range until that becomes comfortable. And then we go again and we go again and we go again before deloading, taking a little bit of a break and then going again. I don't want to get too much into the weeds of, training and exercise, progression models and what have you, but I really want to drive the point home that, you know, you can have the best food in the world, but when it comes to training, like, you can't just show up and randomly do stuff, you know? Like, Joe Wicks burpees is only going to get you so far, and so far is probably injured, let's be honest. So, just have a little think about A, how you're actually showing up and how you're training, B, what your progression model looks like, and C, do you even have a plan in place when it comes to the gym, or are you just simply waking up and winging it, looking at what machine's free and hoping for the best and wondering why your physique isn't actually changing? And a good friend of mine, Mr. Matt Peacock, shout out to him. He says this very, very true point that, if your logbook is full of 8s and 10s and 12s, that's very, very telling. And that's telling in the sense of you're probably not training hard enough, you know, if your numbers are all perfect and even. You know, what happened to like training with a 7 or a 9, you know? And if you're training with intensity to the levels in which should probably, you know, cause your physique to change, you are probably going to be hitting some different numbers and some scrappy numbers in there because, you'll be pushing to failure and it won't always look nice and neat in terms of your reps of 10s and 12s and 14s and what have you, all right? So look, guys, hopefully this was impactful. Hopefully it get you to think a little bit differently about just how important training is. If you're struggling with your training, if you don't know where to go and if you're just kind of going through the motions, more than happy to point you in the right direction, give you some advice, or of course we can talk about coaching and if we can get you on the right track in terms of all that good stuff, for the summer holidays. Let's be honest, I've just booked a summer holiday, I'm absolutely pumped. My diet, training, nutrition, sleep is absolutely on point. And there's nothing like literally going into the sky scanner, pressing that button to light a fire under your ass, and I'm absolutely here for it. Anyway, I'll catch you next Monday. Have a great week. Hopefully this was helpful. Abs are made in the kitchen and in the gym. You need both to get it right, and I'll see you soon.